ASU Ste. Marie manufacturer of solar panels and cells is expanding its presence in Minnesota with a planned move into the Twin Cities. Helene hasn't settled on a factory site in the Minneapolis St. Paul area, but company president Martin Pokturek said the expansion is fueled by a backlog of orders in a state that embraces renewable energy and is sparked and incentivized by the passage of the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act, IRA. Right now we're sold for almost 2 years, April 2025, for U.S. capacity, Pokturek said, in prompting the need to add more manufacturing lines. The reported $145 million development will create 470 jobs and kick off production in late 2024, reaching an annual capacity of 1 gigawatt of modules and 1.5 gigawatts of cells. It will double Helene's module production capacity. The Twin Cities expansion is on top of boosting production capacity at its Anchor Mountain Iron plant on Minnesota's Iron Range. The company's growth is backed by New York-based Orion Infrastructure Capital, which includes replacing its entire manufacturing line in Sault Ste. Marie. Helene, pronounced Hel-E-On, has been operating in Minnesota for 6 years, a venture that started with its Mountain Iron facility on the historic Mesabi Iron Range. In an interview, Pokturek mentioned their factory buildings were constructed on 100 years' worth of tailings from a nearby U.S. steel iron ore mine. The elevated area of mining waste rock, which the plant sits on, has since been replanted. His introduction to the state came at the behest of late Senator David Tomassoni, who cold-called him one day in April of 2017 about a solar panel manufacturing company that was about to close in this mining city, dubbed the Taconite Capital of the World. The outgoing owner was leaving the equipment behind. If Pokturek could keep the existing workforce intact, Helene would be given a 3-year rent-free lease with only the municipal property taxes to pay. Pokturek quickly incorporated Helene's Minnesota business arm and started operating on May 1. That allowed us to get some brownie points with the state, said Pokturek, a former Algoma Steel executive. We were able to get a loan, half of it forgivable, to build the new line. Tomassoni, considered a political champion for the Iron Range and Helene, was able to secure $12 million for a plant expansion at Mountain Iron in a factory that now employs 170. With some investments in upgrading the manufacturing line, Pokturek said they're making 5 times more products than under the previous ownership. Last fall, Helene cut the ribbon on its latest solar panel manufacturing line that boosts plant capacity from 150 megawatts to 300 megawatts. The company previously made bold moves into Florida in 2021 where it acquired the former SolarTech Universal factory in Riviera Beach and refitted that 100-megawatt facility to make their proprietary solar panels. Helene has tapped into the incentives offered by the IRA, passed a year ago in Washington, which is boosting the U.S. solar industry through tax credits and manufacturing incentives. As a U.S. manufacturer, Pokturek said Helene gets, on a per-unit basis, 7 cents per watt, which will amount to $20 million for this year alone. That number will be higher as we continue increasing capacity. Want to read more stories about business in the North? Subscribe to our newsletter. As a 10-year program, Pokturek said the IRA provides certainty. That stability is what is making the solar demand in the U.S. grow extremely fast, he said, coupled with their ability to sell a made-in-the-USA product to commercial developers and the residential market. In response, Canada's Clean Technology Investment Tax Credit, outlined in the federal budget, is basically a copycat of the IRA, he said. But with the regulatory details unclear, nobody knows how it's going to be achieved. Pokturek hopes it will eventually jumpstart demand for their Sioux-made modules in a lame Canadian market that he described as remaining substantially unchanged from a decade ago. Conversely, Minnesota has a thriving clean and green technology sector. The state has set a target of 2040 that all of its electricity generated or procured for use in Minnesota must be from carbon-free sources. One of the few states with such an aggressive target, said Pokturek. Everybody's proud of it. That's unthinkable in Ontario. But Helene isn't putting Sault Ste. Marie entirely in the shade. A plant expansion is getting underway shortly in their hometown, Pachterik said. Some 41,000 square feet of additional space will be grafted onto its West End factory off Allen Side Road, where a $11 million automated line will be installed. Construction starts this fall with the slab pouring before the building goes up next spring. The line will replace the one initially installed in 2010 and will boost production capacity from 100 to 300 megawatts of solar power a year. Most of their production will be sold in the U.S. Production at the Sault plant is on hold with the current line being dismantled for the new line to be installed in April. By then, Pachterik said the company will be in hiring mode, looking to triple the size of its workforce and adding 120 people to its current workforce of 65. The manufacturing lines are highly automated. And, as with all technology today, Pachterik said the industry doesn't stand still. The technology is changing every 6 months. The 2-square-meter solar module, first produced in the Sault in late 2010, which once produced 275 watts, now generates 530 watts. Their modern manufacturing process is entirely hands-off. Helene has artificial intelligence visual inspection of each panel. We produce a solar module in Minnesota every 24 seconds, he said. Though Helene employs skilled personnel in electricians and mechatronic engineers, Pachterik said they can train people coming in off the street, much as they did when they started up in the Sault. The type of training that operators receive is more and more complex, but it is not hands-on manufacturing anymore. When running, the Sault facility runs 2 12-hour shifts daily, 4 crews, 4 days and 4 days off. Just about all this production heads to customers in the U.S.